When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How are you? And you and you and you and you and you and that guy over there too, and even that guy that left me a bad review on iTunes. I'm sorry that I played the music too loud and I spoke too fast, and I'm sorry, but I'll do better tomorrow. I've only done 5,000 of these things, you know, and I'll get there. So are you scared or excited or something else? We're going to talk about that today, an experience I had recently, and I notice in my coaching, oftentimes people are in that realm. They make a change in their life or life overall or someplace you're coming from or going to, and they're a little worried about it. But being fearful and being excited often feels the same. So we'll talk about that here today. Good fun show, I think. It is a daily boost from MotivationToMove.com, the positive boost you need every single day because life gets in the way. Have you noticed that? I mean, listen, when I was a teenager, I'd get out of bed and I'd think, ooh, let's go have fun. And then I get to the school and the teachers are like, ick. Like, wait a second. Don't tell me what to do. I'm here to have fun today. Yeah, you know, you're here to learn and to pass. And then I got in the real world. It was like, okay, this is the job I want to do. I'm on the radio. I'm doing the disc jockey stuff. They said, nope, you got to play the format. I said, what? Crazy. Life gets in the way all the time, but that's okay. You have dreams, desires, ambitions, things you want to do just like me, and I'm going to go up for it and do it. And when the time runs out, that's okay. As long as you stay in the zone, that's what we're going to talk about a lot today. So glad to have you here today. My name is Scott Smith. I'm the founder and the chief motivating officer here at MotivationToMove.com. If you're just coming around for the first time, we got a ton of new people coming in lately. Hang on for the ride, because there's a little bit of something, a little something. It's going to motivate, inspire you, get you thinking a little bit differently. And yeah, I may tweak you a little bit. Sometimes I may be so straight talking to you, you might get mad at me, and that's okay. My goal is very simple, is to do a little bit of something that moves you closer to what your goal is. And I've done it a long time. I'm pretty sure that's going to happen for you today. So if you're a guy, you might hate to go to the doctor, even if your wife is telling you need to go to the doctor. You're busy. You don't have time. But if you're having an ED issue, you might be a little bit embarrassed as well. So let me tell you about Hims, our sponsor today. They have changed men's healthcare in a big way. The process is pretty simple. It's 100% online too. Just answer a few questions and a medical provider will determine your options with doctor-tested ED treatments like chewable hard mints, brand names like Viagra, or generic alternatives for 95% cheaper. Skip the doc. Get your sex life on track right now. Start your free online visit today at hims.com/dailyboost. That's hims.com/dailyboost. For your personalized ED treatment options. hims.com/dailyboost. And now I get to use my radio voice. Hard mints are chewable compound of products which are not approved by or verified for safety or effectiveness by the FDA. Prescriptions require an online consultation with a healthcare provider who will determine if appropriate. Restrictions apply. See website for details and important safety information. Subscription required. Price varies based on product and subscription plan. So the other day, my son-in-law texted me because if you're under 40 years old, you don't make phone calls anymore. You know how that is. Text me. I call you back. Yeah, I'm that guy. I know. It's kind of fun. I freak you out. Make you pick up the phone. Anyway, he calls me. He says, hey, or he shoots me a text. He goes, you want to go shooting? I said, yeah. So we made an appointment and we decided to go shoot some guns, a couple of handguns, a Glock and a Taurus and a couple of rifles, and had some fun at the gun range in Daytona Beach and went up there just to kind of, he was getting a hunting license and I just wanted to shoot stuff. So I went up there for that. And just before we got there, I was talking to a kid at the counter. I get in conversations everywhere I go. And honestly, it didn't take very long. I had a little issue with my gun. He looked at it for me. He said, no, you're fine. Just make this adjustment. Boom. We're good. Appreciate that. But I got a great conversation with him. He's about 30 years old. Just a good kid. He's a student at the Emory Riddle Aeronautics University here in Daytona Beach. I run into those kids everywhere and I see them flying all over the place. There's a bunch of them here. And being a pilot myself, an instrument rated pilot, obviously, we had a bond pretty fast. I have to tell you, I love speaking to kids like that. He's 30, he's not really a kid, but he's in the military, so he had that demeanor about him. And then a pilot had that demeanor about him. Just good, smart, respect. Anybody who says, yes, ma'am, no, ma'am, yes, sir, no, sir, I give you a gold star right then. It's a good kid. But then he asked me a freaking question that freaked me out. Well, okay, didn't really freak me out, but it did set me back. So here where I live, if you've ever watched the Daytona 500, I'm like 5 miles south of the Daytona International Speedway. That's where I live. I live in Port Orange, a little city to the south of it. And this area is very diverse. It's a beachy area. There's college kids here. There's pilots here. There's more than a few retired people here. Now, this is not the village, just like over in the other part of Florida, but there's a lot of retired folks who live in the coast here, and that's okay. It's kind of fun to hang around people who have worked their whole life and earned some time to relax and chill and do whatever they want to do. I don't relate to that very much, but since I happen to be a guy that's got a little bit of gray hair, more than you'll ever see, at least for now, I am deciding when shall I let you see that. 2 years? We'll see. I'll decide. A couple of wrinkles. Got a couple, for sure. I don't have the crepey skin that some people get. I don't have that. But I also seem to have lots of free time on my hands. And I've designed my life like that. Now, most people think I'm semi-retired, if not retired, because I'm just hanging around. I got stuff to do. I work out of my home, and I've designed a life to do the things I want to do, which has always been my thing since I was 18 or 19 years old. This is nothing new to me. I've done this my entire life. So if you want to have that life where people think you're retired, you need to listen to me, because that's what I have. But then he asked that question. He said, "Are you retired, sir?" I used to get mad when people called me sir. Eventually I said, "Oh, he's got a point there. Are you retired?" he asked me. Now immediately I shot back, because usually I'm pretty quick on the comeback. I said, "Not yet. In a couple of years, I've got a plan. We'll do it when I'm ready. I'll do it." Which is really not the answer, but that's what I had right then and then. But what he said next really stopped me in my tracks. He said, "Does that scare you or excite you?" I said, listen, I don't know if he learned that from somebody else or somebody else asked that to him, because it's a very wise question, right? It's like some 60-year-old gave him that question, then he passed it on to me, and now he sounds smarter than I am. Or if he's smart and wise and he had a good question and just curious, which I like to think it's what it was. It seemed like that. Does that scare you or excite you? And immediately I said, good question. Gather thoughts, come up with a good answer, be slick, be cool. And I said, you know what? Neither. I love what I do. I've been talking about doing what makes your heart sing for years. And some of you look at me like, can't do that. Hell, you can't. Is it easy? Not necessarily. Sometimes it's very frustrating. Sometimes you work longer hours than you ever did before. But as long as you love what you're doing, as long as you're joyful about what you're doing, it's a good time. I just recently put my YouTube channel on pause. Why? Because I wasn't joyful. My heart wasn't into it. I have to make a change to it so I start to have fun with it. I'm not going to do something I don't like to do. How about you? You doing stuff you don't like to do? Why are you doing that? Scared or excited? Listen, sometimes you set a goal to go after something. Maybe 2023 is coming. We all have goals. Maybe make some more money, do something else, right? You're scared, you're excited, you don't want to do. Maybe you're young, you're going off to school, you have no idea, scared, excited. It's amazing, have you ever noticed how a scream can sound like a laugh, or a laugh can sound like a scream, and being scared and being excited and scared are kind of the same thing. It is so close emotionally. And I found myself, first off, kind of blanked out when I said neither. I love how my life is going. I love what I do. I'm very excited about today. I'm very excited about tomorrow. More excited about the weekend. That never goes away. But it set me back. He said to me, I sure hope I'm that way when I get older. Not to say you're old. Careful, Sonny.
You whippersnapper. Hey, don't mess with me. You know who I am.
Whatever you got going on, whatever you feel like you want to do here in the future. Might scare you, might excite you. It's all the same. As long as you believe in it, as long as you love it, as long as you find joy in it, as long as you decide you want to do it, you can make anything happen. Is it going to be easy? Probably not. You're going to love the hell out of it, I'll tell you that. Did I don't know why you listen to me. I have no idea. But I can tell you this. As I walk my talk, I always have. And I've lived this life from day one, made every mistake in the book, tried everything in the book, learned the way it works, and figured out how to be happy. And one day I wound up content. And it freaked me out because I wasn't excited. I wasn't thrilled. I wasn't dancing around, but I was content. I said, hey, wait a second. Something's working out here. Something's working out. You are content when you're doing whatever you love to do, no matter how hard it is. If you go to sleep at night, I'm like, all right, that was a crazy day. Guess I'll go to sleep and try again tomorrow. That's when you're going to be content. All right, that's enough of me. You've had enough of me. That's all you get today. Go to the Facebook page. You can see me shoot my gun. Go to dailyboostpodcast.com/Facebook. Exercising my constitutional right to blow a lot of money on ammo. I'll see you tomorrow.